Let me say it is the 18th of November, 1977. Paul Cummings talking to Edward Joby in his studio in Katona. Normally we start with some family background. You were born in Waterbury, Connecticut, 1926.
Right.
And I saw in your notebook there, you have what, a sister?
I have two sisters.
Yeah, you have two sisters?
Yes, one lives in Waterbury, Connecticut, and the other lives mm-hmm. in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Mary, and their marriage names?
Mm-hmm.
Mary Mancinelli.
Mm-hmm.
And Audrey Delgado. Mm-hmm. She lives in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary lives in Waterbury.
Mm-hmm. So there were three children, right?
Three of us.
Yeah.
Right.
And you grew up in Waterbury.
I grew up in Waterbury.
From, 1926 to about when?
Well, until I went to war in 1944.
Uh-huh.
And I went in the Army in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
I returned home in 1946. I was just sort of biding my time. I had a part-time job. I had a full-time job, actually, in a foundry in Waterbury. So I was saving money in order to go to school. And I started school in New Haven soon after.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of schools did you go to in Waterbury? What was kind of the ambiance of the town?
Oh, well, Waterbury.
What were you interested in?
Well, I was always interested in painting. My from the time I can remember when I was four, and I remember my desire to be an artist.
Well, how come so early? I mean, were there books around or pictures, or how did you know what that was to be?
Well, there were no books and there were no pictures.
Mm-hmm.
My father never went past the third grade in Italy. My mother never went past the third grade. But my mother loved opera, so we did own a radio, and so every Saturday
we heard the Metropolitan
Opera. Being of an Italian background made it fairly easy for me to follow through this desire, because painting was not considered a dirty word.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think I should learn something that involved more money or more prestige.
Mm-hmm.
They thought being a painter was fine.
Mm-hmm.
There were no books in the house,
mm-hmm.
none whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
and there were no paintings on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in a poor blue-collar environment, an environment that was suffering quite drastically, because Waterbury is a mill town and all the mills were closed during the Depression, and my entire childhood was
right through the Depression. And
so it was a very lean environment, but they thought it was fine that I wanted to paint, and they couldn't help me in any way. My father would buy me a box of crayons for Christmas when I was a child, for instance.
But where do you think the idea came from? I mean, there must have been something around to show you that that was a...
No, it wasn't an idea. No.
It just came out of you.
Yeah, that's where I don't... You know, when you start talking about the inner mysteries of,
right.
of the soul and of the subconscious, you get into the heavy ground. But it's a mystery, and it's one of the beauties, I think, of life is when an individual is born with a need, or the desire obviously was a product of a need, and a certain ability for a certain thing before he's even able to talk, I think that's a very mysterious thing, and I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No one has ever answered it the question clearly. No, people, I've read many, many books and articles on the subject. They talk about the soul and they talk about religion, but no one has been able to explain it or define or even define the creative process for that reason.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And it's a mystery, and I never questioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I had very bad, to get back to one of your early questions, earlier questions about my educational background, I had a third-rate education.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in a